Hello, welcome to JFG Tonight. The plumbing is truly the greatest accomplishment of a man. I've loved the plumbing I've been doing today. I've been in the demolition phase of my counter because we just got a dishwasher. There wasn't place in the dishwasher when we bought the house, so I made one. And I'm at the point where it fits physically. And it was a lot of destruction work and a lot of going through 2x4s and stuff that was getting in the way. And the floor had been heightened a little bit, so the dishwasher wasn't fully fitting in until I would cut squares in the floor to lower the level a little bit. But now the dishwasher fit. And so now I can start the plumbing and the electricity. And I've decided, I thought at first I would call an electrician, but I think I'm going to do the electricity. I bought some wires and I think it's going to be fine. It's just pulling some wires from an electrical outlet, doubling it, giving a Y connector kind of thing, and going both to the dishwasher and the outlet. Aquanote was saying, Jeff, what's your suggestion for men of your audience who feel overly black-pilled about the future of demographics and the hopelessness of getting along with women? How can they white-pill themselves in a proper and responsible way? Is there media / literature you'd recommend for / against? I don't have much media or literature to recommend to you. I think that the Red Pill PUA community will give you tricks, but they won't address your psychological state that you talk about. I think I may be one of the only ones who talk something close to this. And what I would tell you is, first, don't give up the black pill. Don't give up your connection to reality. That is exactly what the Mr. Rollo Tomasi, the rational male, is doing. He lives in the space of female cognition, and he's supposedly a man of the manosphere, and yet has repeated on his show false allegations about me. In fact, he's not even repeated them. He's done worse. He's invented new ones with his co-host Ryan Stone. We'll talk about this. And on that very show, they announced that they had to delete an episode of last week because they were defaming a guy. Now they're defaming me. I sent him a cease and desist letter, and I have no response yet. The episode is still up. Look, if you're a guy of the manosphere, you shouldn't jump to false allegations as a first response against anyone criticizing you. Did I come here on my show and say the rational male's daughter is a lesbian? Did I come here on my show and say the rational male's wife is a whore? I didn't. And so he comes on his show after I've done a legitimate critique of his work, and I've said, hey, maybe you should consider this, this, and this in your attitudes. Maybe there's something better to do in the manosphere than what you're doing there. And what does he do? He attacks my family. He attacks my personal life, and he attacks complete inventions. This guy claimed I kidnapped a baby from an mentally handicapped woman. There's never been a baby with any mentally handicapped woman I've had sex with. And at the very end, he received my cease and desist letter and he started getting nervous and he started saying, oh, well, all we're saying here is opinions. That doesn't change. It doesn't. He thinks he's done some kind of legalese that gets him out of trouble. Oh, it's just opinion. No, if you state it as a fact, it doesn't matter later that you say opinion. Defamation law is pretty clear on this. The legal precedents that are done on this are very clear. If you state it as a sentence that implies a fact, it's not an opinion. And you've stated a fact that is so clearly wrong. There's not a single jury who could find this fact to be true. You invented a baby that didn't exist, and then you claimed I kidnapped it. Holy shit, are these people incompetent? And this is supposed to be the fucking manosphere? Fuck this. These guys are posers. They are there to gatekeep. And thank God I'm here, because I seem to be the only one to confront people just to test them, throw stuff at them, super easy stuff. Hey, Brett, you've plagiarized the guy. Could you attribute him, please? Oops. Suddenly my crowd is a bunch of Nazis, and suddenly there are flying Nazis around Brett Weinstein's house, and suddenly these flying Nazis are good justification to withdraw himself from obligations to attribute, obligations to quote. I throw a little critique on the Pearl review of Rollo Tomassi and his unwillingness to engage where she had the balls to engage. Oh, suddenly what do we have? Papa JF is a kidnapper of inexistent babies. Angry Sicilian says, the irrational female has no argument. That's why he slandered you, JF. I tried watching in his channel, couldn't do it. His content is unwatchable. Absolutely. It's like Andy Warski, but you take the sadness button and you turn it to 8. Holy shit, is this guy sad. Anyways, all of this to tell you, no, you're not going to get help from the PUA Manosphere community on this particular question. So going back to your question, you have issues with getting along with women. You are black-pilled about the future of demographics. What do? You hold on to the black pill. And then you understand that this suffering that is imposed on you is the game. It is the game that your ancestors have played and won. And holy shit, did they probably have shitty women too. I mean, the state of shitty woman is not something that appears in civilization like that. It's not like, we mistrained these women for a single generation and they sucked. They started sucking. No. The current woman that you see is a production of a million years of just landing of genes into the present. And so believe me, your ancestors who made you exist, they had the same issues, the same fucking insanity. So that's the game. You want to play the game? Play it. You think the game is too hard? Just go relax, watch porn, masturbate, throw your sperm in the toilet, and do it until you die. But if you want to be at the height of your ancestors, if you want to stand to be at least as good as the giants you stand on, you have to play the game. And if you approach it like a game, it's like, okay, that's the state of females right now. I'm going to do what they want. Not what they want in terms of submitting yourself. Not what they want in terms of kneeling to their request. But what they want in terms of, all right, they want the asshole, they want a guy who doesn't show too much attention to them. I'm going to deliver exactly this. Here. You want to go to the restaurant? No, we're not going to the restaurant. I have no money. Here. Are you ready to fuck or not? You want to adopt the exact behavior that they reward through their behavior, and you want to get them straight to the baby-making phase, and hopefully then they get a high of oxytocin, and it fixes them for 9 months. Chandler Holmes says, I'm glad you have revealed more clearly some of the shortcomings of the manosphere. They are dead wood, and their IDs should be replaced with better one. Absolutely. Angry Sicilian says, do those guys even have children? That's what life is about. That's their problem. These guys are all in stable relationship, and they're counseling young men. I'm going to show you how to get laid. Bro, you haven't been on the dating scene for more than a decade. It's like, you're going to show me how to get laid in the 80s? Some random bloke sends a super chat. He says, look at what our SPLC friends have been up to. Yeah, I'll get to this. I'll get to this later. There's an Antifa attack on... They tried torching Atlanta's Cup City. I'll get to it. I have the videos. There is a coordinated Antifa attack on a police, more than a police station. From what I understand, it's like a police headquarter or something like this. And like they just ran in and just torched it. Let's check in on the brave anti-woke centrist. You've heard of the intellectual dark web? Introducing the intellectual brown web by Razib Khan, Sarah De Haider, Shadi Hamid, and Mazman Hussein. I think you may have surpassed here the levels of cringe of the initial dark web. I think that this is cringier than the jungle pictures. Because you have a bunch of people who have kept saying for years, this is the meme. This is the meme that says it all. As a centrist, identity politics are beneath me. Intellectual brown web. The intellectual brown web. So now we have the intellectual dark web, the intellectual brown web. Hear me out. The intellectual white web. When do we get the intellectual white web? And you know, you have to think it twice. You have to think about it twice before it fully penetrates you. First, there was an intellectual dark web. It wasn't dark. It was barely intellectual. But the intellectual dark web turned out to be formed by Jewish intellectuals. And so now we have an intellectual brown web for what, I guess, the Muslims to India, Middle Eastern line. But there's still not a web for white people. And so the intellectual white web, that's what it will be. Micronova says, next up, the intellectual brown noise. Well, anyone who feels the need to be part of a group to defend their intellectual accomplishment is really collectivizing their success and failure. I've always preferred intellectual engagement as an individual. And that doesn't mean to be friendly to people. You invite people on your shows, sure. But when it becomes a network syndicate, that's where it turns bad. That's where you have a Sam Harris inviting SBF on his show due to ethnic solidarity. And then the Sam Harris fans get fooled by someone who was ready to defraud them. That's where it goes bad. It goes bad when Brett Weinstein invites seven different people who are black to talk about blackness on his show, but wouldn't do the same. In fact, he would criticize the same if it was done for white people. T.S. Apostolos says, lol, JF, have you interacted with Razib Khan yet? He talks race, but from a leftist perspective. Okay, I don't know much about him. I've seen his name come around, but I don't know what are his statements. I guess, you know, I do intellectuals one by one. And I test them and I throw stuff at them. And recently I threw stuff at Rollo Tomasi because you guys were telling me, Jeff, he's a great guy. I try to interact with him. Well, we have our answers. We have our answers. We have a man who's not even able to engage to real critique of his work. Of purely work stuff, not family attacks, not going after his loved ones. And his response is to basically do his own Me Too against me. So I'm happy to be the tester here. Now we're in a situation where there's a lie told about me on his show, The Rational Male, a lie about a baby I would have kidnapped, but the baby doesn't exist. And I've sent him a cease and desist letter that says he has up to March 13 to to delete his show. And I don't know if I will continue. If he doesn't delete his show, I don't know if I will start a lawsuit. I could. The problem with a lawsuit is I will do it pro se if I do it. And it's a lot of time. It's a lot of my time. I will have to spend days just writing the complaints, doing the research on the legal precedents. But it would have a high power of annoyance on him. And what probably would happen is we wouldn't go to trial. You would eventually say, all right, I'm going to just delete the video. But the problem is being away from Nevada. I'm not in Nevada. I found his address, by the way. I found his address so that I can serve him court papers. Not being in Nevada forces me to pass through a system of court runners because I don't want to hire an attorney. An attorney is like $10,000. I'm not going to invest $10,000. I want him to pay $10,000 for his attorney. But when Papa JF engages in a war of attrition, Papa JF has an apple and a knife. And I can survive for days just taking pieces of my apple. I don't want to be the great luxurious guy with a big beefsteak and I eat it all and then I have nothing and I can't continue the war for attrition. So the problem is court runners, they do cost something such that starting a defamation case against Rollo Tomasi would cost me about $1,000. And I don't know if I want to spend $1,000 because this fucking idiot can't answer honestly to a cease and desist letter when he knows it's false. He knows at this point it's false. I saw it live. He said, I don't know, Ryan. Where did you get this information? So you know nothing. You knew nothing and you let this Me Too allegation go against me. And so, yeah, a paralegal. I mean, yeah, what I need is a court runner. It's just a guy. I would give him the PDF and I would say, go file them. But it costs a lot. You need to pay $350 for the complaint. Then you need to pay maybe $100 for the court runner to file all these and maybe supplementary motions. And then you have to serve the paper. So the service might be $100, $150. So it stacks expenses a lot. And it sucks so much that someone who claims to be from the manosphere should be extremely concerned when false allegations are made on his show. He should not be waiting for a legal case to be opened at big price. He should be responding to my cease and desist letter. So it really sucks to me, and I don't want to lose my time doing a lawsuit. But if you guys were to be entertained, if one of you guys have $1,000 and you'd be like, Jeff, I want to see this clash. I want to see a lawsuit taken to its end. Now, its end may very well be him folding after a week. But if you want to throw $1,000 out the window, send it to me, and I'll be happy to make it happen. I will start a defamation lawsuit against Rollo Tomasi if he hasn't changed his video or deleted it or removed the clip about the lie on me on March 13th. Tillman says, JF, I thought he said he took the video down. Well, that is the thing. This guy is so irresponsible in his publishing practice that there may be confusion here. He took another video down about another lie that he was making on another guy. The manosphere has two cases of lie against men in its own podcast. And some people are telling me, JF, this is the manosphere. No. This is a bunch of overly feminized men who are surfing on the only sort of manosphere that Susan Wojcicki will let survive on YouTube right now. And they don't even think. He doesn't even think. In response to the critique of the internet that said, hey, you know, The JQ is important. Pearl is looking into this by inviting Nick Fuentes. She's opened. Respect this. That's just like, yeah, respect questioning about the nature of ethnocentric decision-making in media and other things. It's a question worth exploring, certainly. His response to this is, oh, we can't talk about the JQ. Well, what if you were to think first? Maybe you can't talk. I was on YouTube and I knew there were a couple of things I couldn't do. I knew that I was telling my audience constantly, this subject I can't engage in, but if you want to talk to me in private, I can tell you my opinion on this. You don't have to talk about it. But how about you show a little respect to people who have the balls to talk about it? It's not about talking about it. This guy is in the space of talk, like a woman. He's in the space of what you can say and what will keep your friends around you. It's impressive to see that he shows himself to be that much of a pussy in front of ultimately a female, Pearl, who has had the balls to invite Nick Fuentes. So my point to him is, if you can't talk about it because of YouTube TOS or your branding, because he was like, if I talk about this, what about my branding? What about my branding? Bro, your brand is fucking cringe. By the way, I found his trademark. It's registered in Nevada at his home address. So that will allow me to serve him court papers. But, like, you've registered a trademark for this crap, the rational male, and you can't act neither rational nor like a male. Isn't that sad? It's so sad to think that you can have a trademark that has two words in it, and you're able to honor neither of those. North Cedar says, punch him enough, he will agree with you. I mean... They were talking about me on their show, and they were like, Ryan was telling him, did you know that he was the co-host of Andrew Rarsky? And he was like, oh no, I didn't know this. Oh well, oh, I hate Andrew Rarsky. And they were starting to talk shit about Andrew Rarsky. They're so in the space of social relationship and who is who, and oh, I hate this guy. They are unable to engage on the bottom of the issues. Very sad, very sad. China's new human gene editing rules worry experts. New rules in China to regulate gene editing in humans don't go far enough. A leading expert has warned scientists. The regulations were updated. They set requirements for ethical approval, supervision and inspection, but the experts worry that they may not apply to the private sectors. There is no ethical approval process that will stop the phenotypic revolution. The phenotypic revolution will happen if we modify our genes. It is time for the people of these bioethics committee and these governmental agencies to address the phenotypic revolution. We don't want one. We don't want to become a centralized entity that determines the genes of our babies. We don't want to abolish Darwinian evolution in humanity. We don't want to remove from the center of our evolution DNA and the sexual selection that accompanies it. The consequences for civilization are absolutely destructive. One moment. I'll go get my allergy pills because I'm starting to feel a little blocked in the nose. All right, all right. adolescents with an IQ of 130 were 3 to 5 times less likely to have had intercourse than those with average IQ. Boys with an IQ that would qualify for intellectual disability, 60, were still more likely to have had sex than those with a very high IQ at 130. This does not bode well for humanity, and Elon Musk is worried. He says, super concerning. Yes, it is concerning if you think that intelligence is important. I don't think it is so important. In fact, someone was telling me that Scott Adams apparently said on his show, yes, perhaps we can go, we can start considering too high intelligence to be some form of a handicap evolutionarily. So that was one of my talking points. And the guy told me, Jeff, I wanted to credit you. I brought it to Scott Adams and he loves it. Very nice, very nice. And thank you for the credit. The guy said, well, let's credit him. Oh my God, I can't. He's on the Discord on the general channel. who was it? Anyways, the guy come on the general channel and he said, I'm not like Brett Weinstein, JF. I would like to credit you. It was about Scott Adams. Let's do a control F. Okay, it was Rodi Lacid. And Rodi Lacid said, unlike Brett Weinstein, JF, I will attribute here. You gave me the idea to bring this up to Scott Adams. Then G says, JF is extremely intelligent next to Warski. He was a super genius, kind of like a pretty girl next to an ugly one, making her gorgeous. Interesting comparison. California, says Gavin Newsom. California won't be doing business with Walgreens or any company that cowers to the extremist and puts women's lives at risk. We're done. And DC Drano was saying, Walgreens has to lock up their toothbrushes and deodorant because of the crime in your state. Pretty sure they're done with you too. So you have this governor of a leftist province, a leftist state, who wants to stop doing business with Walgreens because Walgreens will not distribute abortion pills in 20 states. But these 20 states are probably Republican states that have made the killing of babies tougher. And there are probably states where people have decided politically to be headed toward a different kind of view on life and view on embryos and zygotes. Someone was sending me this update from Dota. The Dead Reckoning update is here, featuring the new hero Muerta. The Dead Reckoning treasure and minigame, a host of new features, and gameplay update 7.32e. Well, a new hero, that will be interesting. I haven't played it yet. I'll give it a try. I can't wait. New heroes, they've been annoying to me. You know, I used to be a OG appreciator of the original techies, and whenever they do changes, I'm annoyed. But I don't know. I'm willing to welcome novelty. And these days, I'm less autistic. I'm less attached to the past. I'm less of an archivist. And I can accept that this world is changing, and Dota will be changing with it. Thomas O'Ward says, having Nick Fuentes on your YouTube show is a mark of courage these days. That much is true. Maybe she's just angling for a shot at Kanye, though. No, I think that her engagement with Nick Fuentes shows honesty and shows that she was genuinely interested in understanding what leads to having these evil things written about you in your Wikipedia page. FixDSM says, JF, will you play the Diablo 4 open beta? Nope. I've been playing Diablo 1. I've not played any of the further Diablos. To me, Diablo was a stressful game. Let me tell you that I remember playing Diablo 1 as a child, and holy shit, was it giving me a heart rate raise. It was scary. It was... you were always just at the border of survival there. It was tough. It was a tough game. I remember it as a tough game. But I've never played the Diablos after this. I'm not interested. I'm just not fascinated at the game. Never caught with me. We have to remember Waco. And Fadam has sent me, because it's the 30th anniversary of the Waco siege, and Fadam has sent me this black-pilled stream that's still on Odyssey, about 1 year after it has been made, well, from July 2022. And let me tell you, it's a very good 4 hours. I loved it. It's an interesting take and a lot of details. I cannot do an episode about Waco because I just don't know enough about it, but I would tell everyone, go check out the Black-Pilled Insomnia stream. It tells the whole story of Waco. And basically, it's so frustrating. I'm filled with rage as I go through these 4 hours. And it's just a bunch of technocratic governmental federal employees who decided to crack down on Christians. That's what happens. And it's so clear. It's a bunch of people who have found a kind of paralegal way to do a military attack onto a bunch of Christians. And Black-Pilled is demonstrating why are we in such shit today? And, you know, for the earlier question about being Black-Pilled about today's world, listen to this Black-Pilled stream and you'll realize we're deep in the shit today because we were deep in the shit in the 90s. It hasn't changed. In fact, if anything, it has softened. They don't do military attacks and burn people alive anymore. So in a way, you can see this event as kind of an apogee, kind of a peak. But yeah, so as far as I'm concerned, Black-Pilled makes a solid demonstration that the Branch Davidians who were in there, they have committed no murder. They have acted in self-defense in a way that Texas law allows, which is if the government knocks at your door and shoots toward you without justification, you are justified in self-defense. If they have done an aggression that was not justified by the situation, which is why these people that survived this thing weren't, if there are any, but I think there was a trial after, and they weren't found guilty because they were acting in self-defense. So the government has shot them without justification. There were a bunch of people who were totally willing to, you know, if you want to talk, we can talk on the phone. Just stop shooting at us. And you want us to get to a place and talk? We can. But stop shooting at us. There are women and children in here. And you guys are shooting from helicopters. You've already killed some of us. And there's no reason to do this. And all of this for a technicality around someone around this home having claimed that he heard a machine gun. So no sight of the machine gun, no physical evidence. Just I heard a lot of bullets being fired one after the other. And it turns out it was a fully legal system of, you know, that helps the semi-automatics fire faster. So it was a totally legal thing that would have made it sound maybe like a machine gun. So someone else says, there's a machine gun in there. The federal government says, oh, there's Christians in there. They seem like extremists to us. We have all these false claims in court against them. They never worked in a trial, but let's just burn it down. Let's just shoot first and then burn the whole thing down with tanks and military apparels. This was an attack on... this was the beginning of the technocratic attack, physical military attack onto white Christians. Mikrono, and of course, people will tell me they were not all white. They were actually a diverse community. Crazy Catman says, JF, can you link the stream? Here it is, PatCon 2 on Odyssey. Mikronova sends a super chat. Well, did I miss a previous super chat of yours? Okay, yes, there was another here. And you said, next, Black Pulled. Devon Stack has great content. Well, Black Pilled, yes, Black Pilled. Absolutely, he's a great guy. He's a very thorough guy. So sometimes I won't have time to do research on a specific subject that has so many implications and so many material that's been said and done about it, but Black Pill does it beautifully in those cases, so I totally submit to his review. Micronova says there is even a weird connection to Timothy McVeigh showing up at Waco, like selling VHS tapes or flyers, Oklahoma City bomber. Also, the bombing had a driver and maybe more people involved never caught. Yeah, and there are things that Devon Stack doesn't... He says there are all sorts of bizarre things, like the pattern of people getting shot in the head, like executed. If you're a police, normally when you interact with a civilian hostile force, you would at best just try to shoot one bullet or a couple of bullets to neutralize the threat, but you wouldn't come close to their layering bodies and poo-poo, two bullets in the head. That is evidence of massive erasure of evidence. And I think that Black Pilled makes an interesting interpretation that the whole fire, basically, was caused to erase evidence. So seeing that they had gone way too far as federal agents, they were incentivized at putting the whole thing on fire so that there wouldn't be any evidence left and everyone would die. Go Away says, you should watch James Corbett reporting on the Oklahoma City bombing. He suggests with strong evidence that it was a government false flag to regain sympathy from the public and paint right-wingers as violent extremists. Interesting. I'm not educated at all on these subjects, and I'm willing to educate myself. So if you know James Corbett, I can search that. Or if you have the link, send it to me on Discord and at me on Discord or send it in a DM. That will ease my research. I was saying on Twitter about the Rollo Tomasi stuff as he was talking about it live on his show. Now Rollo Tomasi is letting Ryan Stone defame me on his show, claiming I kidnapped a baby from a handicapped girl, which is untrue. The supposedly handicapped girlfriend that I've had has never had a baby, was never pregnant. So how is it that I could kidnap that baby? I've never kidnapped any baby, but specifically, how could I kidnap a baby from a handicapped girl when I've never had a baby with an handicapped girl? All it took is one critique from a guy on the internet to expose these rational males as Me Too pussies. That is my conclusion on Rollo Tomasi. Look at the such terrible publication practices. On the very show where they defamed me, he also had to say this.
So I want to point out a few things before I get started here. People are going to ask me like where the last week's video is, and I intentionally deleted it. And I took it down at the request, at the legal demands of a particular individual who will go nameless because I'm not even going to say the guy's name at this point.
So on the very show where they defamed me, they were already handling past defamation cases. At some point, you have to review your practices. You have to ask yourself, if I've been wrong twice in a row, do I truly belong? Especially about males and about false allegations against males. Because the other allegation is an unsupported allegation that there's a bunch of allegations. I've described them in the past show, if you want to go see the past show. But one of them was an unsupported allegation that his daughter was getting cyber-stalked. Does that sound like manosphere talk? Cyber-stalked. The stalked, if you see this red flag word, you'll see it in a complaint by a woman who wants to take your children. That is the favorite word, stalk, because not clear if stalking is even a crime and how repeated does something need to be done before it switches from the consensual to the stalking. What if I send a DM to Rollo Tomasi's daughter now? Am I stalking her? Am I cyber stalking her? Without any evidence. He says these things and then he has to delete the video because because there's no evidence. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, who threatened legal action? I don't know exactly who, but it's someone related in that triangle of ape and preachy. And I've reviewed the whole thing in the last show. So he says it's not ape and preachy. So it's someone related to this whole story. I don't know what it is. Employers frequently overlook resumes which include they, them pronouns. One of the apocryphal conspiracy theories floated in recent years is that the establishment's and corporate America's fascination with pushing an LGBT agenda while minimizing and in some cases openly ridiculing traditional family-focused Judeo-Christian values is that this is a core spoke of the WEF's Great Reset. Okay, and then they say, one certainty wouldn't need World War III or even a global viral pandemic to achieve a depopulation outcome if enough people are LGBTQ, they, them, and so on. So he's referring to the fact that if you are attacking, if you are attacking the gender binary, you're already on your way to evolutionary self-punishment. Because there's a reason males are different than women. And there's a reason, there's an evolutionary reason. And by trying to dilute it, you are only lowering your chances of being in line with what nature intended for you and being less efficient at what you have to do in life. Ex-CNN President Jeff Zucker ordered staff to ignore the lab leak theory. Well, okay. No surprise. That was standard in the mainstream media. They were refusing to talk about this. I haven't verified if that's true, but someone has reported that Kanye West has been restored on Instagram. That would be interesting. I don't know. Is that true? And what does that mean? Will Kanye use this account or did they just decide to do it without telling him? Doubting Thomas says, JF Gavin McInnes showed that creating joke groups IRL can lead to disastrous results, at least for the right. So the intellectual white web may be a bad idea. Well, Gavin McInnes wasn't super smart about saying things on the side that people would kind of package in with the bad boys, with the proud boys mentality. And so it was because Gavin McInnes is such a punk, provocative type of personality, he puts himself in trouble. So there were actually segments of clips of Gavin that the left was able to take and say, hey, this guy literally advocates for violence. And from there, even if the Proud Boys eventually became something, as far as I can tell, that was totally unrelated to Gavin McInnes, but the left had these unintelligent, provocative statements like fuck around and find out, that kind of mentality, that kind of, oh, well, we're building something to fight Antifa. And, you know, there were some aggressive statements, something I wouldn't do if I was to start the intellectual white web. But yeah, mostly my idea is a critique and a parody. I don't intend to start the intellectual white web. I think it would be, it would lower us to such cringe level that sometimes, you know, cringe is fun in a parody, but I wouldn't want to be serious about it because being serious would be extremely cringe. Intellectual white web says angry Sicilian. Well said. That might do it. Portland real estate developer says goodbye to city after bullet holes, riddle office, absolute madness. Yeah, these places are becoming, either you kneel and you display all those signs in your door and it's like, in this commerce, we believe in science. We believe that love is love. We believe that Ukrainian missiles are okay. Either you add one line after the other every week, you know, whenever there's a new thing, or the leftists will eventually destroy your commerce and there's no way you can make money out of this. It's like you're doing commerce, selling to a bunch of poor people who are dependent on the state. And these poor people are more likely to break something than buy it. And on top of it, you're getting squared by bullets from the criminal networks who operate in your city. There's no way these businesses are making money. And just in case you'd be making money after all this, then you have to pay the taxes and the property taxes for being in big leftist town. Good luck. Breaking must-see footage. That was suggested to me earlier. The Daily Mail article. And we have here footage from Jack Posobiec. So look at this. It's an assault of Antifa that has been going on today. A group of Antifa people just go to a police headquarters, military style, like commando attack. And so the police retreat from the fence. They're like, holy shit, there's way too many people. You can't stay five policemen against 100 Antifa coming like this. Look at this. They're coming from everywhere. And so they make their way in. Some smoke grenades are thrown. The police are withdrawing. We see some fireworks here that may have been thrown by the protesters. Man, I would close those fences in the back and I would mass arrest the shit out of these people. You have no idea. If Papa JF is president, I'm like Hitler in the bunker. I'm like, okay, where are they right now? I believe we have them isolated. You're going to go on this side of the fence. You're going to tie it up with tie wraps and stuff. You're going to put tanks all around. And then we're going to have them like cows in the processing, in the meat processing thing, that they're going to be rolling on a, on a, on, you know, these rolling carpets. And one by one, we will process them into bosses to bring them to jail. And we're going to drop the book at them. A conveyor belt, that's what it is. I mean, it seems like very young people, let me tell you. Like, some of these people could get arrested. They would get nothing. They would get a week in a youth center for re-education. I love this guy. He stands there like it's a logo or something. I've never seen a fence with this pattern before. Interesting. But this guy is like posing for pictures. It's very white, let me tell you. The leftist terrorist threat is very, very white. It's like, do you have racism in your subscription process, Antifa? It looks like this is very... I'm not saying white like they're Europeans. But a first observation that I do is that their skin is white. Why isn't it... Like, what is the kind of social process that leads to recruitment in Antifa that excludes black people? You have to ask yourself this. Wherever there is discrimination and selection, there is a cause to it. There's something that didn't attract the black male here. I think the idea of too organized political violence is something that is repugnant to the black male mind. I think, you know, you have to have some kind of gay up predisposition to get in that kind of group. This may be one of the whitest thing I've ever seen. Like, I've been in almost in KKK meetings. And I've not seen something as white as this. Here, a shield that has been fabricated from a cylinder barrel. From the total circumference of the shield, I would say that they probably made four or five shields with a single barrel. Okay. So some fire here, but I don't know, is that a gas system? Hopefully not, but it seems that like it's a, you've put grass on fire, basically. Okay, now they've put a truck on fire, construction truck, probably unrelated to police. I mean, it was probably some building for the police. Now they've opened this storage. Hopefully there's no guns in there. All right, so that's what happened. Listen, young people these days, a scene at the Antifa attack in Atlanta. So that was the final status. 3 fires. Industrial destruction of sorts, building materials, not something that will stop the police state, you know. Steven Robinson says, Jeff, have you seen Chris Rock's new comedy special? Holy shit, he goes scorched earth on Will Smith, lol. Ah, okay, I haven't seen. I might look at it. Okay, so Will Smith gave a slap in the face of Chris Rock because Chris Rock made a joke that Will Smith's wife, who doesn't have hair because she suffers from alopecia, and he made a joke that said, hey, you're auditioning for the next G.I. Jane? That was a very tame joke. It's not something you slap a guy on the face for. It's not even something you get offended at. It's like, your wife is a public personality, therefore she is subject to a number of ridicule that a private person wouldn't. And it's a totally fair joke. It's a joke around hair. Go Away says, we don't have land tax in Australia. Instead, we pay stamp duty, which is approximately 5% of the sales price of the property that you pay to the government at the point of transfer. However, they are trying to switch from stamp duty to land tax, which I fear will make it harder to withdraw from society. Thoughts? Yeah, I think a system that is that only taxes at the moment of sale is a very good system for families. Now, do they charge this 5% stamp duty when you give that house to your descendants? Because that's an important thing. In Canada, if you give your house to your children, when you die, you don't pay a transfer tax. Did we lose the show? YouTube disconnected. Stream as disconnected. Reconnecting. Okay, I think we are reconnected now. Perhaps some of you guys didn't lose me at all. Hopefully you just got a buffer and we're back. Let's hope that I will see how the chat reacts. Silver Spider says the fight was like 2 minutes long. JF could probably review it quickly. Which fight? I don't know what you guys are talking about. Stream is broken for me. RIP. Hopefully the reconnection worked. Refresh your browser. We should be back. Okay, so to answer your question, yes, I really love a tax that is limited to the sales moment. Because the problem is when you pay a land tax, it's every year and you're leaking money to the government. So I really like it, but of course they will go for a yearly tax model. They probably make ultimately more money that way. What else do we have in the news before we head toward the conclusion of the show? Vastest expanse of U.S. military hardware positioned at Polish port. Look at this. Lots of vehicles of the U.S. military. 3rd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division in Poland. What the fuck are they doing with that many tanks in Poland? This looks like the U.S. is getting ready for war with Russia. That sucks, man. That sucks because with Trump, at least, we had been withdrawn from forever wars, but the system didn't like this. The system wanted more forever wars, and we created one out of nothing. Big Tech Exodus says, wow, the stream glitch sent me way back in time in the stream. Well, hopefully you can refresh and get back to the current moment, the current thing. Firestarter says, that's not a lot, JF. Maybe vehicles for 1,000 troops. Yeah, but if that's what we see on a single picture, you know, that is worrying to me. That seems like a high concentration of vehicles. It seems like something is getting planned here. P.S. Apostola says, head that pick is from a training exercise in old JF. Really? Baltic Security was reporting this. Zero Hedge was reporting this. Perhaps there's an update. Well, Zero Hedge was reporting it. The footage comes as the U.S. But it remains that neither the White House nor not the Pentagon have commented on the matter yet. Well, this has been filmed, it is claimed, on February 22nd, 2023. It is claimed by the Twitter account. So that doesn't sound like a very old footage. But was it a lie? Was it an error? I don't know. Watcher Guru says, SEC files emergency action against Miami investment advisor BK Coin for $100 million crypto fraud scheme. So more and more attacks on the crypto world. But one thing that is funny with all these attacks is Bitcoin is still standing strong. So it's going to be Bitcoin. It's going to be Bitcoin, ETH. I know that Stephen Robinson will want me to say Hex. Okay, Hex. But you know, these main assets will be so much more interesting because of their unique creation history with Bitcoin. You know, having no founder, a founder that disappeared in nature, that may have died. That's what it's going to be. And the others, they all will get sued in whatever way the SEC can find. West ready to give security guarantees to Ukraine after conflict. Germany, according to Germany's Scholz. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has told CNN Farid Zakaria in a Sunday interview that the West stands ready and willing to provide security guarantees for Ukraine following Russia's war, which makes it even more worrying that they are stacking tanks and vehicles. Eventually, this will all be put in Ukraine so that any attack of Russia, any progression of Russia, is an attack on the U.S. That's what they want to accomplish eventually. So I don't know about Russia. Are they happy with the little excursion that they've done, the DPR, LPR, Sutton Bridge? It seems that Russia may have secured ultimately what it's interested to secure, maybe complete DPR, you know, but that's it. Or perhaps they want to continue. I don't think there's that much to gain to continue in the northeastern part of Ukraine. I think that the most Russian sympathetic half of the country was the southern one. And strategically, with access to the sea and everything, it's the most important thing from an industrial production perspective, with steel, for example. They also got the strategically important part of Ukraine. So I don't know if it's worth it for Putin to pursue the control of Ukraine. But of course, the one thing that he will have to take into account is that anything he leaves to Ukraine will be taken by America ultimately. Micronova sends a super chat. He says, BTC, ETH, HEX, and XMR, Monero will survive. Also, for future reference, add davidshab.net to your toolkit. Department of Defense post videos and photos of operations and exercises. A good source for original media. Okay, DVIDs. Visual informant. It seems like, okay. Seems like a psyop. Seems like you just psyoped me to a government website that will track me. Go away, says Jeff. Please be careful with X. The definition of the word hex is a curse or spell. Remember that guy whose daughter was killed by Brian Koberger? He was wearing a hex crypto hat. Really makes you think, JF, stay safe. Interesting sorcery pilled post here. I tend not to take into account witchery and other various beliefs of those kinds into my economic decision making. And keeping my hex is not a cost. I mean, hopefully I don't get killed, but keeping my hex is the right thing to do because my hex is invested in a long-term deposit, which will come to be available to me in 2025. So that's how I've deposited that X back in 2018, maybe 2017. I don't remember, but whatever was the beginning of X, I just deposited it up to 2025. So, no, not 2018, because I had Richard Hart on my show. And that wasn't on Warski Live. It was on my show later. So I guess it's more like 2019, 2020. You'll have to go see. But whenever I had Richard Hart on my show, I bought some X. And it's doing good. It's been doing good this week. It seems that there's lots of excitement about the Pulse chain, the rise of the alternative ETH chain that should cost less. It costs nothing to me to keep those crap coins that I've bought a long time ago. And that anyway, if I was to try to withdraw it, they would be taken from me. Because when you violate your deposit engagement on Hex, you pay a lot of punishment. I think if I withdrew my amount now, I may have zero Hex coming out of it. Because they're very severe about honoring you to the end of your commitment. Or else people wouldn't commit, you know. Tanks, equipment. Tanks coming to the US, says T.S. Apostolos. Okay. Preparation for redeployment to the continental United States after serving in the Operation Atlantic Resolve. Ah, so Baltic Security had the information about the Zero Hedge article, and it seems like it's not tanks. Okay, there it is. It is in the tweet that was right in my face. I just overlooked that part of the tweet. All right, thank you for showing me. So those tanks are not meant for war with Russia. They were a training opportunity, and then they're back. West ready to give security guarantees. Okay, this one I've already covered. Anger. As Djokovic withdraws from the US Open, still banned from entering country due to vax status. Unbelievable. You'd think that those conditions on entry for developed nations are over. But no, the fucking US still has a vax mandate on entry. So it's not that I care about tennis, but it must be frustrating for the tennis fans out there to have, you can't get the best player. Of course, he's the best player. His heart is still pumping blood through his body, you know? And people were, in the article, they were saying, it's literally the most healthy person on earth. You are barring entry to the most healthy person on earth while your vaccinated zombies are barely making it through the plane portal. Like, some of them are dying on their way to take their seat on the plane. And you're banning the most healthy athlete in the world. Why student loan debt relief is a worse idea than you think? Well, I agree. But this guy is saying we have to do better. We have to find a better system than student debt relief. The reality is student debt is wrong to begin with. And so any way it takes, it's going to be wrong. Student debt relief is even more wrong. But student debt, the fact that we give away flows of money into an artificially created demand for education, which doesn't pay back, that is the bad thing. We are basically making teachers rich out of this and bureaucrats in the university system, and yet they don't have to deliver anything for it. All they have to do is argue that they somehow trained you, but then you arrive on the private market and your skills aren't needed at all. You end up working on a totally different job that you could have done without the education. So it's a whole artificial system of fake money being injected to fake professors who are giving fake trainings to people who don't need any of this crap. Fuck student debt, fuck loans, fuck favoritism for this domain that education is. It's an absolute delusion that you're going to fix society or make it better through education. Four Americans kidnapped by armed gunmen from minivan in Mexico. This will be our last news item for tonight. Four U.S. citizens missing. Look at this. They come with cars. They jump your car. They leave the doors open. They take everyone from your family or your group of friends that you're with. All four Americans were placed in a vehicle and taken from the scene by armed men. That's why you shouldn't travel. You shouldn't travel. You shouldn't go to the big city. The big city is now a place where you can get attacked by a mob. It starts with a little conflict with a little individual, and they all get onto you, and they kick you in the head while you're down. You can die. You can die from going to the big city. And you can get kidnapped for ransoms and various demands in places like Mexico. Criminal networks get you. And of course, you look white, you look American, people know that you have value. Look, mom, it happened to my father in Tunisia, I believe. He got taken by a bunch of people who forced him to pay a couple $1,000s. It turned out okay. But when you think about what they could have done, or if he refuses to pay, it's horrible. And so I wouldn't travel to these shit places. Stay very far from civilization, any sort of it. Stay far from it. Micronova, okay, I had read this super chat. I'm going to do a round to make sure I've read everything. The stamp duty super chat, the James Corbett. I've read everything from some random bloke. And Micronova, yes, I will watch the James Corbett stuff on Oklahoma City Bomber. Those are very interesting subjects. And you know, when Sam Harris invited this woman with glasses, IDW type Jewish journalist. Her name does, maybe some of you guys will know who I'm talking about. You know, the New York Times, and eventually went on her own Substack, I believe. When he invited that girl, and also in an invitation of a kind of Anne Applebaum. You know, she's been doing the Twitter files. Barry Weiss. Is it Barry Weiss who had a discussion? Perhaps not with Sam Harris. Barry Weiss had a discussion with Joe Rogan, and then an SPLC someone had a discussion on Sam Harris' podcast. And when they talk about white extremism, they always go back to... And Barry Weiss was very alarmed at the whole link between the current anti-government stance of white extremism, and she was referring back to Waco, Timothy McVeigh, and I believe one other event. And you have to think, okay, so in the perception of a Jewish intellectual, it's all the same thing. It's the war against the branch Davidians that the technocrat federal government was making. They kind of stand by it. and they see the backlash to Waco as a route in which white extremism of today finds, yeah, Ruby Ridge was the other event that she was talking about. So I really want to get deep into these events. I'm looking for good streams that would use my time in an efficient manner, like a 2-hour, 3-hour stream. But you tell me, JF, this is condensed. It's good information. Because ultimately, if Barry Weiss thinks that these events are relevant to the current state of white people today in America, and she perceives these events as marking kind of the beginning between the war, between the state and white people, I would like to hear more about them. White random, I called you white random bloke. Some random bloke says white extremism. White people who love their country and want to be left alone and have a non-intervention foreign policy. Oh yeah, that is the most fascinating thing, is that the white extremists they are going after are more interested in gardening than bombing Russia, you know?
Thank you.